This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, January 20th, 2022. I'm Mark Boulanger. Unions all around the world are campaigning to improve the wages and working conditions of garment workers in Bangladesh. One of those unions is the United Steelworkers in Canada. Just recently, the USW conducted a national campaign aimed at a major retailer in the country. Canadian Tire, which owns other retailers such as Mark's, has about 1,800 stores in Canada. To find out about the campaign, I talked to Guillaume Charbonneau. Mr. Charbonneau is a projects officer with the Steelworkers Humanity Fund. I asked him to describe the purpose of the campaign.
This campaign is part of our Justice for Global Garment Workers campaign, which has been going on for many months now. So basically, the Steelworkers Humanity Fund is calling on, as you mentioned, on Canadian Tire to make public commitments to living wages and better working conditions. But our campaign also targets other companies, other Canadian companies as a whole. It should be said that for years, trade union leaders and workers' rights advocates in Bangladesh, they've been denouncing, you know, the appalling working conditions of the millions of Bangladeshi garment workers who make our clothes. This is nothing new also for the Canadian public. And they, you know, folks over there have been fighting hard to improve health and safety standards and increase wages mostly. I should also say that a key concept in this campaign is the one of a living wage. So for folks who might not be familiar with it, this is basically the amount that is needed for a worker and their family to have access to basics such as, you know, food, utilities, healthcare, housing, education, transportation, clothing, and some minimal savings earned in no more than 48 hours a week. So really, I mean, you know, the bare minimum so that one doesn't go, you know, into poverty and isn't trapped into a cycle of poverty, right? And although the situation is obviously very different in Bangladesh, we do think that some parallels can be drawn between the struggles of garment workers in Bangladesh and the one that workers face here in Canada. Just within our own Steelworkers membership, many of them work in industries that face the same power dynamics, you know, with multinational corporations pushing down rights and wages, and as well as the struggle for gender equity and safer workplaces. So fundamentally, we do believe that workers' rights around the world are interconnected, and this is why we have acted and we will continue to act in solidarity with our sisters and brothers in Bangladesh.
Well, tell us about those actions. What actions have been taken in the most recent campaign?
As I mentioned at the beginning, so at the end of last year, the steelworkers across the country mobilized to tell Mark's and its owner, Canadian Tire, to pay living wages to the woman working in its supply chains. So what we did is we organized folks to visit store locations across the country from BC to Quebec. And we also circulated a petition that echoes those demands. So why exactly Canadian Tire? I will take a bit of a step back here. But it should be said that the Steelworkers Humanity Fund, we have had a long history of engagement with this company in order to raise awareness of its leadership around those issues. Also, it should be said that, you know, Canadian Tire is doing fairly well. It has close to 1,800 stores across Canada. It's one of the country's largest retail enterprises. As I said, it also owns Mark's Warehouse, and it has actually good brand recognition within our USW membership. So in 2020, to give you an idea, in 2020, Canadian Tire made close to $15 billion in revenue. So that represents an increase of $300 million, and this in spite of the pandemic, which as we know, has affected lots of folks. But nonetheless, they made pre-tax profit of $1.2 billion. So it's, as I said, it's doing fairly well. It is also responsible for its own house brands. So we're talking about Helly Hansen, Wind River, Denver Hayes, and Dakota, all brands that, you know, folks, if people here in Canada, they do wear that are made in Bangladesh. But Canadian Tire has all the power to make the decisions over how the conditions under which those clothes are being made in Bangladesh and other countries. If we talk about salaries, many garment workers in Bangladesh, they earn actually less than the equivalent in Canadian dollars of $6 or $7 a day.
And that's it. Labor news you can use. You can listen to our daily newscasts and features at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.